So, hi, Stan. What's on your mind?
Yes, are you there?
Last I looked. Yep, there
oh,
it is.
Okay, okay. There was a sound, and it changed. Okay, this is Stan calling, and I'm 77 years old, and in 1998, I had a pituitary tumor, and they had to do scraping of the optic nerve and the gas bubbles and all the laser surgery, and then I did have a retina detachment. That's probably been, maybe a dozen years ago. And now I'm told they've been watching for 3 years. I have macular pucker. And so I'm wondering, supplements, whatnot, they've been watching it for 3 years. My vision is very good, except for reading. I use glasses. And in fact, my ophthalmologist, we're both the same age, and he said, I wish I had as good a vision as you do.
Well, good for you, sir. So they're not seeing any signs of either so-called wet or so-called dry macular degeneration, right?
No, neither of those at all whatsoever. In fact, he said my eyes look like they probably will never get it.
Yay! I'm glad to hear that, sir. Okay, well, I can't tell you about anything I've read in all the research papers about anything that will even come close to for sure healing macular pucker, but I can tell you what I would do. Let's say if this happened to be me with a pucker there, what I'd be wanting to do is to supply the eyeball with all the nutrients that research has been shown to help keep it healthy. And can I tell you that's going to take away the pucker? No, I can't. There's not research on that. But what I can tell you, if I supply the eye with all the nutrients it's needed to keep it healthy, that I'm guessing, and I am guessing, it will have a better chance of not getting worse at a minimum, and possibly it'll slowly repair itself, although I can't tell you that for sure. Now, you heard probably earlier in the program about a supplement called Ocudyne, O-C-U-D-Y-N-E.
Yes, in fact, I wrote it down.
And Dr. Gaby and I put that together a number of years ago, which is why it's now an Ocudyne number 2, because it's been updated, and it does contain all the nutrients that have been found very important for the eyes. So it's about the best I can tell you, sir. There is no solid research on, this gets macular pucker better.
By the way, I haven't ever heard you mention astaxanthin. That is something in 98 when I had my pituitary tumor after the surgery and all. I was blind for a while. And I see very good now, but that's one of the things I took for a nutritional product was astaxanthin. What could you say about that?
I could say that you're ahead of the curve, sir. You've been doing your studying. Astaxanthin is one of the better things for eyes. It's sufficiently pricey, though, that we decided not to put it in the Ocudyne 2 and just tell folks, hey, use that one separately. Because it was going to run up the price of the Ocudyne too far for some people.
It is very expensive. And another thing, too, I like to hear you say yay. Several weeks ago, you were talking about taurine, and I've had a pulse rate between 37 and 43 for a lot of years, and I can do long-distance running and mountain climbing and long-distance swimming and all of that and do it very well. And you mentioned that, and I've had an irregular heartbeat where I couldn't sleep well on my left side because my heart was so irregular. I took the taurine, and my heartbeat went up to 82, and then so I backed off, and now it's running between 68 and 72. And even when I don't even take the taurine now, it seems to have kick-started something, and it's doing good. So now you can say yay.
Well, you just gave me a reason to, sir. Yay! I'm glad you got that done, and the taurine is nice and harmless. And there's a 35-country study that shows that the more taurine they found in people's urine, the less likely they were to have cardiovascular disease. So go for it, sir.
Very good. And I'm doing all the nutritions that you talk about, and I have been doing them for many years.
Well, that's
okay,
the only
way. Dr. Wright, I thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir. And everybody, this is the way we can all stay healthy, is to keep doing some studying on it. And I'm not saying go to medical school. I'm just saying pay attention to what pertains to us. just like it appears that Stan has done.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Stan.
Thank you very much. Bye.
And thank you for calling, sir.